We're going to talk about the goodness of God, and I'm really, really super excited about it. We're going to be sharing testimonies and encouraging each other about God this morning. My goal this morning is that you feel so excited about Jesus by the time you leave. Like, oh my gosh, Jesus is so good. Like, he is so faithful to us. When I look back at my life, he is phenomenal, and like, I can see the painted picture of who Jesus is. So we're going to do a few activities. It's going to be very fun. So interactive, no video though. So visual people, you're going to be okay. All right, but first, I want to send a little message to Autumn and Jeff. I have this app. We're going to send him a message. So they're in Italy right now. They are preaching the gospel there. They're doing awesome things. They had 3-day little vacation in Cinque Terre, which is really fancy. In Italy, it's like the painted cities, the five cities of, it's like their crown of Italy. Like, it's gorgeous there. It's really beautiful. If you ever have a chance to go, you go, right? And so they had the opportunity, so they went for their anniversary. How many years has it been? Do you guys know? These guys know. How many? 23, 25? Just had 23, to just like yesterday, or right, a couple days ago. They had their 23rd wedding anniversary, so they got to spend 3 days in Cinque Terre, which is so fabulous. I'm so happy for them. And now Autumn did a dream seminar yesterday, and they're getting geared up for the Filipino National Youth Conference in Italy. I know it's weird, and it's hard to keep your head straight on it because it's Filipinos in Italy, but it's just how it is. This is how the world is now, so... All right, so I'm going to send a little video, and you're just going to wave at them. You could yell whatever you want, nice things, okay? So it's live, all right? You ready? Hi, Autumn and Jeff. We're having a good service. We miss you. Have fun. Love you. Bless you. All right. Well, that was fun. All right, thank you for doing that for them. Yeah, and let's pray for them too real quick. Abby already did it. But God, we just pray right now, God, for that Filipino youth conference right now. We just pray for miracles to be poured out, God, for your Holy Spirit to dwell among them, God, that missionaries would be raised up from these Filipino youth, that they would go to the Muslim world and bring many to Jesus, God, and it would bring in your second coming in the name of Jesus. Amen. That was a loaded prayer. All right, you're welcome, Autumn and Jeff. All right. So... like I said, today we're going to be talking a lot about the goodness of God. I feel like God is calling us, like, into his all. And his all is in his goodness. I feel like in my spirit, our church, in this time, he is challenging us to wake up a little bit. To kind of, like, be like, get his attention a little bit more. He's calling us to be like, Jesus, whatever you have for me today, that's what I want. No matter how scary it is, no matter what it looks like, that's what I want. I want your all in everything I do. I remember when I was younger, when I first became a Christian, it was like such a sweet memory of like whenever there was an altar call, right? It was in this like, it's in the River Center Church in Pier, and we had an auditorium, and it was in the Ramp Cota Hotel. So it was in a hotel, kind of a weird place for a church, but really cool, actually. Back then, I thought it was really cool. We were meeting in a church in a hotel. It's cool, right? But there was like this spot on the floor. Every Sunday night, no matter what the altar call was like, I'd be sitting on the floor seeking God's face. Like such memories and like tender moments of like loving Jesus on the floor in front of him, giving him my all. I feel like God's calling us into the all. When someone gives an altar call, it could be for, if you're like Daniel Summers, then it's for a black pregnant woman. Daniel Summers comes to the Lord because he wants his all, right? Yeah, because that's not Daniel. Daniel's not black or a woman or pregnant, right? So, but whatever God, like if God's there, I want to be right here next to that pregnant woman that's black, that's, you know, like whatever God's doing to her, I want that to happen to me too, right? So, that's just kind of like, I feel like God's challenging us to have that heart. He's pushing us to say, hey, give me your all. See what happens. See what happens when you jump in head first. You don't know how deep it is. See what happens when God does that. It's real exciting times, guys. I'm really excited about what God's doing in our church, what he's going to do in our city, what he's going to do in the coming years. But it starts right now in this moment. So we don't see the earth changed in the future if we don't start something now. if we don't start giving to ourselves something now. We don't see our destiny fulfilled if we keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. Some of us are frustrated, like, okay, I'm not living my best life right now. I'm not living where God wants me to have. I'm not living in my destiny. Then change something. Give more. Give all. Say, God, what do you want me to do? Okay, I can do that. Whatever it is he's speaking to you. It's real exciting. So let's read some scriptures. Psalm 33:5. It says, he, which is God, loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Can someone say amen? Yes, I literally, when I think about God, I can see him everywhere. I can see him in nature. When you're going on a nice nature walk, does anyone feel God's presence in nature? Josh Hofer's like, I live in nature. That's where God is, right? Yeah. When he's hunting, you can feel God's presence. He's right there. I can see him in my children's faces, his goodness, about who he is. I see him in my relationships with my friends and with my church family and with my husband. I see him in my finances. His goodness is there. I see him in my workplace. And I see him in my ministry. We see him everywhere. We just need to look for it. What good things is God doing? The earth is full of his goodness. Full of it. It's so exciting. The church should be the most joyful people on the earth. So the church is his people, right? We should be the most joyful people on the face of the planet. Why? Because we have Jesus and we have his goodness. So in Psalms 145, verses 5 through 7, it says, I will meditate on the glorious splendors of your majesty, on your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. So good. Let's have someone share. Felicia, where did you go? She just went outside. She's supposed to share. She'll come back in. Someone want to go get her? You want to go get her? Go get your mom real quick. She has an awesome testimony of what God did last Sunday. Do you have a moment? Do you have to go to the bathroom? I'm so sorry. Okay, we'll come back to you, okay? That one's really good. Psalms 145, 5 through 7. Let's have Chad share a testimony while she's doing that, okay?
So after college, when I was in around 21, 22, I was a missionary in Ukraine for a while. Some of you may know that, some of you may not, but like, that's a testimony for me in itself. Like, God told me when I was 11 that I would go to three different countries and one of them was Ukraine. So for me, that was like, by the, you know, I was thinking like in my life, in my future life, but like, you know, when I was there at 21, I was like, that's like, it was like a promise fulfilled for me from the Lord. But actually, I had never done anything really with music at all until that point of my life. I had no desire to be a worship leader or whatever. As a kid, I remember wanting to be a rock star, but I think every boy wants to be that at some point. But then I realized I have no skill. I play no instruments and I don't sing. You know, so like, I went through high school, you know, I didn't do choir. I didn't do honor choir. I didn't play instruments. They made me take 6 months of piano. I was like, that's cool. And then I forgot it all. So, you know, I did. So I, in Ukraine, like, I knew nothing. And, but I had this desire to compose, like, things. God would give me dreams where I would hear these bands that I listened to play totally new songs that were really good, that were things that they would play, but it wasn't their song. I mean, it was their song, but it was like a song they had never written. And it would be a full song, and like, God would give me the dreams. And I was like, I really think I hear these things in my head. I think I could write stuff, but I hated writing and all these things. I was like, I'd have to learn an instrument. So I started learning guitar, and I was like, and I guess I'll have to sing. So you're going to have to teach me how to sing, because I didn't take any of these like free things that you in school that you would take to like learn this stuff. And I was like, why didn't I do these things? Okay, I'm just going to have to rely on you to teach me. And then like, when I started writing, and I was like, I'm going to have to write music, because nobody's going to let me make music for them if I don't know how to write music for myself. So like, I was just like, God, you got to teach me how to do these things. And at that time, I was in a bad place with like worship. I loved being in a corporate worship setting. Really struggled to listen to worship CDs. Like, I just felt like it was, you know, that was around the time they did, like, I Could Sing of Your Love Forever in, like, 20 different languages and 5 million CDs and like, you know, 500 artists did it, the same song. Kind of like, you know, Good, Good Father, how that was done a lot. So, and I was just like, okay, we can't come up with something new, and that was my mentality. I was like, why can we not come up with something fresh? And so, like, I wasn't thinking of myself as a worship leader. I just started writing songs, you know, that were just about God. But I was listening to, like, Christian heavy metal and punk music, and I was writing nothing that was, like, necessarily worship, you know, like, and I wasn't necessarily writing punk stuff either, but I was just, you know, I wasn't in that frame of, like, I'm going to be ever lead worship ever. And then, like, a little bit into it, when I got, you know, good enough to, like, play some songs, the girls decided we should do, like, a Bible study night or, like, a prayer night, and they're like, you could lead worship for someone. I was like, yeah, I guess I could. That was, like, really my first experience ever with, like, leading worship, and it was for, like, four people, you know, me and three other people, and we just did it, and I wasn't very good at it at all, you know, at all, and I wasn't planning to do it, and I never thought I would do it. And then, like, even through that entire time, I got asked to be on a choir, like, because I need to learn how to sing. So I had the choir director in that was Ukrainian teach me how to sing. And then she's like, I'll teach you for free if you'll be on the choir. I'm like, I don't, like, you sing in Russian. Like I don't, like, I'm not that good at Russian, you know. And she made me be on it, like, to teach me for free. And so, like, worship grew in my heart. Like I was a part of this, like, worship team. I didn't know half of what I was saying. I mean, I was saying the words right, but I didn't know what I was saying. When I was worshiping, I was just singing. I was repeating what they told me to say. You know, you memorize a song, you can remember a song. It doesn't matter. So I just, like, through all that time, like, I had months and months where there was nothing to, like, over the winter, there's not as much ministry you can do. So it was just me in the apartment alone with the guitar and God, like, teaching me songs, giving me dreams, like just teaching me how to, like, do things, teaching me what I cared about, changing my heart about, you know, like, how I felt about worship, you know, and different things. And for me, like, I mean, I wasn't planning to ever lead worship for a church, ever. Like, I never thought I would. I thought I would be a missionary my entire life. And it was like a side thing for me, for sure. And just to see how God, like, worked that out and even worked me through, like, all those feelings I had against whatever, hearing the same song and, you know, 20 different versions of it, you know, and working me through all that and helping me realize the good of that and even, like, why people like that, why people need that, why people want that familiarity. For me, as a like, bringing me into where I am a worship leader is just as good. Like, I couldn't have learned it any other way, and I had skipped all the times that I would have learned it. You know, like, he had to teach me, and he was faithful to. And there's so many other things that he taught me there too, like, that I didn't have the training for, and he was just faithful to come and, like, I can teach you. He's like, I know everything. Like, I can teach you. Like, you're not going back to school, but I can teach you. And I see his goodness, like, many times in that. Like, there's every time I come up into a new situation where, like, I just feel like I really know nothing about this. Like, he's like, I know everything about this, and, like, it doesn't matter whether you, like, I can do this in you. And so I just see his goodness in that.
I love that. Should we give God honor for that? That's so good. Yeah. I think it's just a really cool testimony, because to start doing music when you're 21 years old and now you're leading worship is pretty phenomenal. And so I don't know if you caught that, but Chad was singing, like, on this CD that was in Russian for, like, this very famous Ukrainian worship band, and that was played all over Ukraine. His voice is on that CD singing in Russian. So that's kind of cool. He's a man of many secrets. Did you know that he wrote a whole play in Ukraine, and he played it, like, on, like, the city stages in Ukraine? It's all about Jesus, and, like, I don't know, this is crazy. I have a video if you guys ever want to watch it. It's pretty crazy. Secrets of the people in church. It's fun. Those are good. So, like, the thing I love about that story is like, Christians, like, all Christians, when we look back at our history with God, we should marvel at, be like, how on earth did I do that? How did God do that good thing through me? Like, it's just, I know who I am. How did that happen through my life? Like, that's what we should be marveling at. And that's like, I just love that testimony so much. And Felicia, let's go back to talking about the church being the most joyful people on earth. You want to share what happened to you on Sunday? Come on, let's go. Bring it on, girl.
So the back can hear you.
All right. By the way, I'm sorry about the whole TMI bathroom thing. When a girl has to go, she has to go. So anyways, last Sunday was my actual personal breakthrough with the Holy Spirit. I will tell you the not so good things, and then I'll tell you what came out of it. So 3 years, I don't even remember when I moved to Woonsocket. Anyways, so many years ago, two and a half years ago, I had moved to Woonsocket, and that's when I felt like my passion for the Lord has been dwindling down. I knew that the Lord was telling me and my family to go to Woonsocket. So I obeyed, and like God moved in so many ways in that area of my life. And I got to actually cross off two dream goals that I had in my life for me and my children. But in those 2.5 years, 3 years, I actually stopped feeling the presence of the Lord. It was really, really, really hard. I struggled a lot. And I was like, is the Lord upset with me? And I was really doubting my faith, because when you're not feeling the presence of God, it's really, really hard to walk your faith through. Like, it's just almost like walking with a blind over your eyes, not knowing where you're going, because that's part of a relationship, is that feeling that you have with your partner. And it's just like with me, that's my relationship with Jesus, is you need to feel his presence to become alive. You need to like feel his presence to be able to keep on moving forward. Because if you don't have that passion inside of you, you start kind of backing away and saying, okay, maybe I'm going the wrong way. I don't know. But I have been praying for 2.5 years for God's presence to like explode in me. Like, I was like, I was praying for an explosion in my body, because I wanted to feel something. I didn't want to feel numb. I didn't want to feel like anything that wasn't from God. And I wasn't feeling nothing. And then out of nowhere, last Sunday, they had an altar call. I don't know if it was an altar call or whatever, but it was a really good Sunday, last Sunday, really good. Winter actually, I was like, no, I'm not going to go up there, because I'm not going for an altar call. I really want to feel God's presence. I'm just not going to go out there. You know, if I want to feel his presence, I'm going to be able to feel it at my chair. But then all of a sudden, Winter said, even if you're a Christian and you've been a Christian for so many years, I want you to come up here. I'm like, oh gosh, okay, I'm going to come up here. So I came up, Winter prayed over me, and I started kind of weeping a little bit, and I was feeling God's presence. And then she left, and then I was like, all right, I didn't really want you to leave me. I was like, just stay, because I really want to feel it. I really want to feel God's presence. I really want to get smashed by him. But I don't know. But anyways, I don't know. I think it was Autumn that came, and then like she started praying over me. And I was just like, okay, I'm starting to feel a little bit of God's presence. And I was more feeling of her love towards me and everything. But nothing was happening inside me or anything. But then all of a sudden, I heard this small little deep voice inside. Today is going to be your day. Today, your prayer is going to be answered after like 2.5 years. And let me tell you, the thing that, like, how God God's goodness is towards his people that he loves is more than words or more than anything that you can actually imagine. I stood there facing this wall. Autumn said nothing. She just started praying in tongues, and all of a sudden, I have the gift of praying in tongues, but it's different from having the fear of the Lord in you and praying in tongues, which is super awesome, than having I don't know how to explain it, praying in tongues while you're tired. I don't want to pray in tongues, but I know this is good for me, so I'm going to pray in tongues. But this is all of a sudden something rolled inside me, and I was just I started burning in my stomach, and I just started praying in tongues and burning in my stomach and just back and forth. And all of a sudden I started getting weak, and I'm just yes, God, this has been my prayer. And he finally, he answers everyone's prayers. It's just your perseverance in praying for that particular thing. If you keep on praying, even if it takes 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, even your whole life, some of the disciples in the Bible, actually, I don't even think if any of their prayers been answered, and they just passed away. But, as long as you persevere and you're faithful to the Lord and you keep doing what you're doing, like even the simplest things, coming to church, going to prayer, doing what God wants you to do, that first thing that you became a believer, keep on doing that. Keep on, even when you're feeling nothing, keep on doing it, persevering in it, praying for it, and God's going to come through. He came through for me last Sunday, and I fell over, my knee, I couldn't, I did not want to fall over, I don't want to fall over, and I just, my knees gave up, and I fell over, and at that moment, when I fell over, I was I'm tired, I'm going to go to sleep, and I was just that whole day was just so amazing, it was just so amazing. I actually got rebaptized because I told Cecile, I don't know if you remember that I wanted you to baptize me, so many months ago, beginning of this year or something. And we never got to it, but I knew the Holy Spirit wanted me to be rebaptized. And last Sunday, I asked Anna, and she was able to rebaptize me. And thank you, Anna. I appreciate it. But it was just so amazing. God's presence is everything. And if you can experience his presence, it literally changes your life. And it changed mine. That's his goodness. For everyone is his presence. But that's my testimony.
Sorry. Oh, that's great. That's so good. Oh, that's so powerful. Where'd you get baptized at, can I ask? That's great. I was wondering if it was a bathtub or not, because those are fun. All right. That's so fun. Awesome. I can just imagine when we start sharing these stories with each other, when Christians get together, this is how it should be at least, all of a sudden, heavens rip open in the atmosphere and angels start ascending and descending, and there's a huge party because Christians are hanging out and loving on each other. And that's kind of what happened with Anna and Felicia that day. Didn't you guys go out and start evangelizing right afterwards? Some crazy stuff happening. Yeah. And you saw some people get touched by God that day, so they got saved. Okay, I didn't know for sure. That's so good. So Anna, do you want to share a testimony too, since you're tagging on to the part of this? We're just getting excited today. We're going to be encouraged, okay? Are you ready to be encouraged more? Anna's about ready to talk.
Yeah, well, a Sunday, she did want to go evangelize, and we saw God heal a Hutterite man. We didn't know, we were kind of intimidated at first, just slightly, whether we should approach them or not. It was just a group of, teenage Hutterites and young adults, not teenagers. But, yeah, we walked up to them, and we asked if anybody had pain in their body. And one guy said, yeah, my foot. So I said, well, can we pray for you? He said, yes. So we prayed for him, and we asked, is the pain gone? He's like, it's getting less. So then when it said, could we pray again? We prayed again, and his face changed. He's like, And, like, Felicia's kind of, like, preaching the blood of Jesus while, like, his face, you know, kind of changed. And he's like, it's gone. You know, or like, oh, praise God. And then we kind of, like, preached a little bit, and then we just took off. So that was pretty fun. And then my neighbor got saved also. So the Lord put on my heart that we were supposed to go to somebody's house. We didn't know whose house it was, but we were praying for God's direction and stuff, and before we even got done praying, my neighbor called me, and we asked if she had any pain in her body, and she said yes, that on her feet also. So he said, can we come over and pray for you? And she said yes. So we went over to her house, and we started praying for her, and she just kind of like opened up her heart, like just started telling us really personal things, and the Lord just came in with his presence and also healed her, and she gave her life to Jesus. So we're going to be meeting up with her, also discipling her. And so one thing that God personally did for me was recently was Jeff said something about like giving God our best, right? So I said, okay, you know, like I have not been giving God my best in like everything that I do, right? So one thing that's really been burning in my heart was like dreams that God has spoken over my life about evangelizing and things. And I had kind of just stopped for a while when I gave birth to Mia, you know. But I wanted to give God my best, and I kind of got picked up the fear of man, like when I gave birth. I don't know, it kind of just got dull for a minute. But I decided I was not going to let, like, intimidation, like, stop me. So I've been going out again. And I've been seeing God just, like, pour out his presence in public. Like, it's just awesome. And, like, healing people also. And, like, physically and emotionally. And just, like, he just comes through. So, and I also want to share that he's not doing that just with me. But, like, I see it, like, all over our church. So one thing that he did on Friday night was he healed my back. I kept praying for my back, and nothing would happen. So I came to Friday night prayer, and I asked Cecile, would you pray for my back? And she prayed for my back, and the pain just started kind of leaving, but it was still there. And then I asked Lisa, because I had pain right here, and so that kind of started going away, but I still had this, like, the same way, right? So I asked Lisa for prayer. And she prayed for me. I started feeling cool and tingly, and the pain just left, just like that. It was really hard, like a hard day that day. I had a lot of pain in my back because I hold Mia a lot, right? But the pain was gone, and then at night, the pain where Cecile had prayed for me was completely gone. So I just want to encourage you to, like, go out and do what God calls us to do. Don't be intimidated that he's not going to show up. Just go out and give God your best, and he just shows up. Yeah, pray for you. Okay.
Yeah, let me just hang on. If anyone's, like, feeling any of those things, so, like, let's say, one, you need a miracle in your body. Let's pray for that real quick, and then not real quick. I mean, we can do whatever we want. It's whatever day, so whatever Holy Spirit wants to do. And then also, if you're feeling dull about specifically the area of evangelism, we'll pray for you as well. So Anna's going to pray for you. So if you feel that at all, let's just lift our hands before the Lord about healing or dull about evangelism. So Anna's going to pray.
Yeah, God, we just thank you for your love. We just thank you for what you're doing in our body, God. We just thank you that you have been drawing us closer to you, that the dullness has just stopped, that there's more unity in our body, God. And we also just pray, Lord Jesus, that you would come and bring your fire on us, Lord Jesus, that you would bring a passion inside of us, that we would put you first in our house before anything, God, that we would have no God before you, Lord Jesus, that Facebook wouldn't be our God, that no distraction would be our God, our job, our friends, or nothing, God, our families, Lord Jesus. We just pray for your fire. Right now, we just surrender everything that we are to you, God. We just lay down everything down before you, anything that we have had first in our life, God. We lay it down, God, and we ask for your fire in our life. We ask that we would not be dull in our spirits, God, but that you would come through and awaken us, Lord Jesus. And we pray, God, that you would move and heal our bodies today, God. In Jesus' name, for your glory, God, would you just come right now? If you're feeling pain in your body, would you just lay it down before the Lord, ask for healing right now? God, would you just come and touch us, Lord, right now? Is there anybody who has pain that wants prayer right now? Could we pray for you right now? Yeah, we could reach your hands. Could we pray for JC? Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Whoever wants leadership team, and pray for them, okay?
Yeah. God, we just thank you for your healing power right now, your healing anointing. We thank you, Jesus, that you move through us, God, for your glory, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. We just command all pain to get out. We command infirmity to get out now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
God, we just pray for these ones, Lord Jesus, that have been contending for their healings, Lord Jesus. I just pray right now, God, that you would come and you would heal their bodies. God, we command life over them. God, we just declare spirit of infirmity leave their body right now in the name of Jesus. Just declare healing and health over their body, wholeness in the name of Jesus, God. Just command it to come out in the name of Jesus. Yeah. You guys can keep praying. That's so good. I just love what Holy Spirit's doing. We're just going to let Holy Spirit do whatever he wants to do today. Because he is in charge, right? Amen? He is large and in charge, right, Jake? All right, Psalms 27:13. Did I read that one already? It's very similar to the last one here. It says, I would have lost heart unless, it's a big unless, I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That's a really good, encouraging scripture for all of us. It says, it's basically like when you're super discouraged and depressed, it's saying, you know, I could be really depressed right now, but I believe that I see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I believe that. I believe that God is here and I can see him with my own eyes. So I'm going to have Cecile come and share an awesome testimony about God's goodness in her life. We have two more testimonies after Cecile, and I'll do a little teaching.
Well, I have so many goodness and faithfulness stories of God moving in my life and just giving me victory and freedom and just speaking words to me. I had a hard time even deciding what I wanted to share. But I will say, like, one thing you mentioned, Winter, was like when you look back on your life and you see like an issue that you were having and you go, how did I even do that? I mean, God has done that for me. Like, I'll just say I had like three separate like issues that were serious strongholds in my life that God has given me complete victory over. And I'll just like really quick say one of them was like an addiction to food. And I was like in bondage to gluttony for years. And God, I just, during a ministry time one time, that's why I wanted to pray that during ministry a couple of years ago, like a year and a half or 2 years ago, Autumn was leading it. And she said, just ask God to give you those keys to victory for whatever it is that you're struggling with. And so I prayed and I asked for the key, you know, victory. I'm tired of overeating. I'm tired of being overweight. And the Lord literally the next day brought some things about Jesus to me and brought some scriptures to my mind and basically spoke to me and said, I want you to embrace being hungry and I will walk with you through your days of hunger. And so I did that and I persevered and I've lost 60 pounds since then. So I really had gotten, I mean, it was like slender for the majority of my life, but like in the last 10 years I had gotten a little heavier. But so God, I mean, that's just one thing. And that was a stronghold in my life for years. Like we're talking 20 years of being in bondage to gluttony, and it was serious. But I kind of want to share something just a little bit different, really quick, that God did for me. He's such a good shepherd. He rescues us from ourselves sometimes. So this has been a couple years ago, and I never shared this testimony before because I was embarrassed, because I was being an airhead, and I did something kind of dumb. And I don't know, without giving too much information, there's a ministry couple that we serve. And part of my role in that is, like, I prepare checks for them, and, like, they are dependent on these checks. It's their salaries. It's, you know, it's their livelihood. And so, like, I prepare their checks, and then I scan copies to them, and then I put them in the mail so that they arrive safely at their bank. And one time, like, I got these checks ready. I don't know what I was distracted by, but I had forgotten to, I got the checks ready, and I put them in the mail. And I was driving down the street, and I thought, oh, I forgot to scan those checks. Darn it. You know, it's like, oh, well, that's not that big of a deal. I'll just send them the check numbers, and then, you know, like, I'll just apologize. I forgot to do that. That's kind of important to them. And so then I kept on driving, and then I don't know how, like, I think this was the Holy Spirit, but I realized I forgot to put a stamp on their envelope. Like, I forgot to put a stamp. Like, I knew it with all my, like, being, I forgot to put a stamp. And I'm like, oh, no. You know, and, like, I couldn't remember. I still don't remember if I had put a return address on that envelope. And so I was like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? These people are, like, they're going to be waiting for this money. They're dependent on it. I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know where it's going to end up. It's going to be floating out there in mail land forever and night. And then I'm going to have to, like, explain to them and to somebody else that I really made this mess up. And I don't know, we might have to issue new checks, whatever. It was a big deal to me, and I was freaking out. So I just decided I would pray. I'm like, God, what should I do here? You know, what's the best thing to do? Well, I just, like, all of a sudden the thought came to me, like, well, just go back to the post office and see if they can give you this check. See if they can get this envelope out for you, because I had put it in the mailbox down there on 3rd Street, you know, the drive-through mailbox. You just drop it in. And okay, so I went down there, and a gal said, oh, yeah, I can, let's go out and look in the basket. And she's like, it's kind of a slow day, and it was winter, and it was cold. She goes, it shouldn't take too long to find it. So we went out there, and she opened up that mailbox. And I'm not kidding you, that thing looks small, but that basket in there that holds the mail, I mean, it is huge. Like, it is, like, huge. And it was clear full. It was clear full, and it was, like, really cold, and I had to be somewhere, like, in 20 minutes. I had an appointment, and I was, like, praying. I'm like, oh, God, please, will you help us to find this envelope? Otherwise, I don't know, because, I mean, there were had to have been several thousand envelopes in there. And this is not a lie, not exaggerating this one iota. The lady, she reached her hand down into this basket. She pulled up an envelope, and it was the one. It was like the one out of all those thousands. And I was on the 3rd Street, and I went, hallelujah, Jesus! And I, like, shouted. I just shouted right there on the street. But it was like, that's like one example of God's goodness to me, is like he like rescued me from myself, and I made this dumb mistake, but he rescued me. And I never had to say anything, but now the cat's out of the bag. But yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks.
Oh, I love that story so much. Thank you, Jesus. He cares so much for us, doesn't he, guys? He just cares. He cares so much for us. It's just, he is just so good, and he is so faithful. James 1:7, it says, every good and perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow or turning. Praise God for that. Can everyone say, every good gift comes from my Father? Every good thing you have comes from God. I just want you guys to know that. That's a really important truth. I'm not going to have him do it, but Moses shared this really cool testimony. I hope I don't embarrass you. During youth group, probably about a month ago, and we were talking about Father God's love and just how much Father God loves us. And like, all of a sudden, Moses shares this testimony. Jeff asked him, how do you know God loves you? Like, how do you know Father God loves you? And he was like, well, this is a story. Do you want to share the camp stories? Can you do it for me, or do you want your mom to do it? Your mom can do it. Come on, Mom.
I just can't tell it the same way. It's so powerful, like what God did for the sweet boy this summer. So, so good.
It is. And actually, earlier I was saying to him, Moses, I think you should share that testimony. He said, I don't want anybody to clap for me. We'll clap for Jesus, though. That's for Jesus. So just as a family, I said, I think it was the beginning of the summer, and I said, you know, is there anything that each one of you would like the Lord to do for you this summer? And Moses said he wanted to go to a wrestling camp, and he's a really good athlete, and he's a good wrestler, and he's never been to a wrestling camp for a couple of reasons. They're really expensive. And then you got to spend the night with people mommy doesn't know. And I'm not real comfortable with that. And so I said, well, we'll just pray about it and we'll see what happens. And he really wanted to, well, he wanted to play baseball. We had actually signed him up. And then I found out he was going to be with a bunch of teenagers. There was several overnighters. It was a lot of money. And it's probably one of his least favorite sports. And so I was like, you know, I think we need to let this go and let's just trust that God's going to bless you with camps and wrestling. And so, and he was great about it. He had a great attitude. He was like, okay, it's not my favorite. It's okay. And so anyway, we were praying, and Moses was praying, and I didn't know that he's real faithful. I mean, I know this. He's really faithful. We have devotions together, and we pray, but then he goes to his room, and he prays faithfully, like, every night, and tells the Lord some things on his heart. And he was asking the Lord to provide to go to wrestling camp. And I got this text message from my brother in Montana, and Montana people are like West River, you know, redneck wrestling country people. And so he sends me a message and says, we'd like to pay for Moses and Monty to go to a wrestling camp in Montana. And it was around $400. And they were going to help me with gas money. And I really wanted to see my parents in the summer, but I didn't think I was going to be able to afford to go. So God just made that happen, too, because I need to go see my parents to take them. And then I said, Monty isn't wrestling. And they said, well, that's okay. He can come along and just have fun with my boys. So she took them to parks and to zoos and I don't know everything they did. But the great thing about that, too, is he didn't have to spend the night in this dorm. He got to spend it with his aunt and all of his cousins. And so that was huge. Okay, that's one camp. Then Jake Theobar, he's a believer. I don't know if many of you know him, but he's a Christian, and he is a wrestling coach for AAU wrestling. And apparently there was a surplus in the AAU wrestling fund. And so Byron Bible Camp, for the first time ever, had wrestling camp and Bible camp at the same time. And they said, we'll pay half for any wrestler on the team that wants to go. And so I'm like, Moses. And he said, I'll pay the other half, Mom. I have the money. I'll pay the other half. But his coach messaged him and said, I want to cover Moses. That was camp number two. So, and that was a week long. Then he wanted to go to a week of Byron. That's expensive, too. And he has gone every year. And I said, I don't know if we can swing it. And he said, I can pay for it. Or I'll pay, you know, I can pay as much as I can pay. And I thought about sending the camp a message because I know that they say if there's any kid that can't go, they have scholarships available. So I thought about doing that, just sending them the message and say, Moses would like to go, we're short this much money. And I got another message. And this is from a family member that said, actually, we paid for our son. He can't go now. Can we just give it to Moses? So he had three camps completely covered and paid for this summer. That was awesome.
And what I love most about that testimony is, like, Moses has a spiritual mindset that he's like, yeah, Father God gave me that to me. Like, he understands fully where those camps came from. They came from Father God, which is amazing. He's such a good boy and a great wrestler. You should watch him wrestle sometimes. All right. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who trust in him. It's just so powerful. Let's have Nene. Nene is the last one that's going to share. You want to come up, bud? All right.
So I'm going to share my testimony on Wednesday. I used to have bad thoughts in my head like a long time ago, and I used to still have it. But on Wednesday last week, I started praying, and then the Holy Spirit touched me, and then I prayed more, and then it touched me more. And then I didn't have any bad memories anymore. And then I spoke in tongues, and I prayed more.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks, bud. If you didn't hear that, he used to have bad thoughts and bad memories, and God took those away that night, and then he spoke in tongues for the first time as well. So that was pretty powerful. And then Gabriel, last Sunday, we were doing our ministry time, and I look up, and he's standing there speaking in tongues, and I know that he's never done that before, and I was like, wow, God, what are you doing in my family? It's so amazing. Like, this is what God's doing. So it's so powerful. I just love seeing what God's doing. And then just so many other kids were touched as well. It's so powerful. When we choose to focus on what God's doing instead of what he's not doing, we begin to see life in a new lens. That's when we experience real transformation. So we, as Christians, we need to focus on what God is doing. When we start focusing on what God's not doing, we get depressed, we get lukewarm, we get complacent, right? We become stale. We get a little dull in our spirit, like Felicia's testimony was saying. Like, it's hard to get out of those ruts. It's called lukewarmness. The Bible calls it that. But when we share testimonies like this, it's likely that we will... We will likely change what's happening in our life because when you guys are hearing these testimonies, the reason why I'm having Anna pray for you, because the spirit of, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. That's what the Bible says. So whenever we share a testimony, it's like it's prophesying over someone else. Like, here, that can happen to you as well. And so that's why it's so important for us to share testimonies and share what God's doing in our life with other people, because what happened to you, when you start proclaiming it and sharing it, it's likely that will happen to the next person because they know it's possible now. The faith level rises because the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. For example, last week with the kids, when God started doing something, immediately I was like, who else's kids can be touched, right? If my kids are being blessed, God wants to bless other people's kids as well, because it's so obvious. So in Romans 12:2, it says, don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Everyone say, change the way I think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. So let me give you an example of the way the world thinks of my life. And then we'll do a short activity, and then we'll go, because it's getting a little warm in here. All right. Right? Josh is over there like, oh my gosh, it's hot. I hear you, bud. I get you. Yes. So here is an example of my life from a worldview lens, right? So I'm at a job that I'm bored at. I don't get enough sleep because I work 50 hours a week. I have 5 kids. The baby was sick this week. And I have all sorts of anxiety about this case that has with this child that is in foster care with us. I feel terrible because I keep eating junk food because I'm stressed. I never have time to spend with my husband. And then I got a bill from our adoption agency for $15,000 that was due right then. I have paperwork up to my eyeballs for the adoption. and I have no time to work on it because there's a baby on my lap. I have so many ambitions, but I can't do any of them because of lack of time. Is anyone feeling encouraged? No, it's so depressing. What a terrible world. This is true. Like, it's a true statement. All those things were true from this week. But that's not God's perspective. That's not what God's doing. What is God doing in my life? Oh my gosh, let me tell you what God's doing in my life. So let's change the way we think a little bit here. This is God's view. So I have an incredibly high paying job in one of the best paying countries in the whole wide world, the United States of America, right? Right? I'm making a difference in my coworkers' and customers' lives every single day. I work hard and I bring home a living to provide food for my family. It actually qualifies us to be able to adopt from China and helps pay for most of this adoption. I have four gorgeous children who all love the Lord and spoke in tongues this week. Yeah, that's pretty, that's like just right there, I'd be like, but God, right? And I get the privilege of caring for this precious foster baby that makes my heart swoon, and I get emotional every time I look at him because of how beautiful God is and in this baby. God has miraculously, let me tell you, miraculously, given me an incredible relationship with his birth family. And I have an incredible husband who notices when I have mental health issues and takes things off my plates and buys me dairy-free ice cream. Amen, right? I can pray for you for that later if you need one. All right? All right. We had the privilege. So it's a spirit of prophecy, right? Single girls, right? I'll get you one. All right. I have the privilege to add another child to our family. And I was been able to almost pay for $16,000 of our adoption so far in the last 5 months when we don't make that much money. God, by God's grace alone, God has blessed me with creativity and giant dreams for my future. Anybody want to be my friend now, right? It's so much different. Like, when we focus on what God's doing, our perspective changes, and like our life looks completely different. The same story, the same truth. I'm all about being vulnerable and asking God to like pray for our needs and like with our friends. I actually asked someone just this week to pray for that $15,000 loan, like expense that we had, and they extended it until September. So like we are fine and God is here. But like I'm all about, but there's a difference like between living in Morrow, like living in a pit of despair all the time and in depression, and then like focusing on what God's really doing and what is he doing in your life. Because when I proclaim what God's doing in my life, he's going to do it in Felicia's life. He's going to do it in Shannon's life. He's going to do it in all of our lives because he wants to do it in someone else's life as well. So I just want us to take 1 minute before we end here and just like put that into practice. So I want you to write down on your little piece of paper, there's tons of space for notes because I didn't have time to even put a scripture on there. Yep, that's okay. Go ahead and write down some good things that God's doing in your life. Write down your own testimony of what God's doing in your life right now. You got pens? Oh, Shannon, you're the best. She is pens. She has pens. You can put it on your phone, too. It's 2019. Oh, yeah. Got a phone. Write down some good things. No one write down that they're hot, okay? Like, that's not what we're writing down. We're looking for gifts. Yeah, it could be the Holy Spirit. He's cranking things up. I think it's because I'm wearing long sleeves. Okay, good. Let's just pretend like we're experiencing what they experience in Africa every single day. That'd be fun. No, thanks. What is God doing? I always wanted to do this really cool fast, and it would be like eating what they eat in Africa every day. So beans, rice, and a little bit of chicken and Coca-Cola for a whole week. Wouldn't that be fun? That's what they eat. I don't know. Water. And almost all these little villages, they don't have very much, but they have Coca-Cola. That's right. All right. When you have one, I want you just to start yelling them out, and then I'll just tell them over the microphone what God's doing in your life. Want to yell them out? Anyone got one? You don't know how to say it in English. ESL problems, right? Anyone want to say it's a good thing that God's doing in your life? He's healing your father-in-law. That's right. Amen. That's right. That's so good. Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's right. Just like that letter. If someone needs some impartation, have Cecile pray for you. Jenny said, he's been loving me, and we love him. That's awesome. Does anyone else have one they want to share? With godly friends, he has. And that hasn't always been true. That's awesome. That's so good. Anyone else want to yell one out? Good things? He's healing your body? That's right. Yep. He showed you who to pray for. That's so amazing. Like, that's such a gift for sure. That's a good gift. Wow. He's helping you sacrifice your flesh. That is a good gift. Most people wouldn't think of that as a gift, but that is a gift from God. That's awesome. That's really cool. Anyone else want to yell one out? Courage. You have so much courage. You're amazing. That's so true. Your job. Yes, that is a blessing. I'm thankful for your job, too. Jesus, that is a gift from God. What? That's right. You got a job. Yes, your job. Like, you have your dream job, right? When you were a little boy, you always wanted to work as a vet assistant. And what are you doing right now? But you're a vet assistant. That's amazing. Like, that's crazy. Did you think, like, even 6 months ago you'd have this job?
No.
No way, right? That's awesome. He's really talented. I hear you can drive tractors. I can't drive a tractor. That's pretty cool. No one will let me, so I could try. I'll come out and hang out. All right. Well, I had another really cool activity. I'll just tell you about it. Who's encouraged? I'm encouraged. Other than me, a little warm. I'm really super encouraged. My other activity is I want you to read Ephesians 1 and pull out something, the good gifts of God in it. So maybe do it as a family, do it with your spouse or with your kids. Just pull out the good things in there in Ephesians 1. That scripture will make you feel so happy, slappy, encouraged that you'll just want to go share the gospel with everyone you know, because you'll understand your true identity in Jesus, right? All right, so let's pray here. If you want to stand up, then you guys can hustle out, all right? So, Father, I just thank you so much for everybody in our church. We just thank you for the ones that aren't even here or in baby zone. We thank you for their ministry and Kingdom Kids, God. I just pray right now that you would bless each of us, God, that we would have, we would recognize your goodness, God. We would recognize who you are, Jesus, God, that we would focus on what you're doing, God. And I pray, God, that from our testimony, God, that many other people's lives would be changed as well, God. In this room, God, there would just be tons and tons of testimonies of people's lives changed from each individual in here, God. We just ask you, God, to use us and to move in us, God. We give you our all. We just say we want to jump all in on you. All in, Jesus. Nothing else matters, Jesus. Give us that perspective, God. We love you so much, and I pray that you bless Jeff and Autumn, and I pray you bless Dave. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Have a great week, guys.